It's 76 degrees on a warm Wednesday or Monday morning. We'll have more on the forecast coming up, including a heat advisory. Support for our local news update this hour comes to you from Baker & Daniels. More online at bakerdaniels.com. And here with our first look at the news this morning is Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everyone. The trial of a 16-year-old boy charged with shooting a classmate is scheduled to start today in Morgan County. Michael Phelps is facing six felony charges in adult court. He waived his right to a jury trial, and the judge will decide the case. Phelps is accused of shooting 15-year-old Chance Jackson at Martinsville West Middle School in March. Jackson continues to recover, and the prosecutor is encouraging him to testify. The parents of missing IU student Lauren Spearer held a gathering over the weekend to thank volunteers for their help in looking for their daughter. Lou Newman told our partners at Wish TV Channel 8 that he and his wife helped in search parties.
I kept getting angry the longer I would be out for, we'd go out for maybe two and a half hours. And by the end of it, I felt just a strenuous sense of total frustration that I couldn't do anything.
The Laps for Lauren event was held at IU Bloomington. Lauren vanished June 3rd, and volunteer searches were suspended June 29th, though police continue to investigate. A body found in Fall Creek has been tentatively identified as that of a 20-year-old Indianapolis woman. The Marion County Coroner's Office says the woman was likely Shanice Nicholson. The coroner's office is awaiting DNA test results. The body may have been in the water for as long as 2 weeks, and there was concern that it may have been that of Lauren Spearer or missing Noblesville grandmother Dorothy Hurd. The local arts community is active, though continues to be hampered by the weakened economy. That's the assessment of a panel on our No Limits show, which discussed the local art scene. Christopher West owns a gallery on Mass Avenue and is a former curator of the Museum of Contemporary Art. He says there's a lot of teamwork in the local arts community.
It's more of a cumulative effort by a lot of the major players in town. I'm thinking specifically about the cultural trail happening in Indy and the great dialogue happening with the Fred Wilson sculpture. Also the IMA, and they were just curators of the American Pavilion at the Venice Biennale. It seemed for so long you didn't hear much about the arts. You heard a lot about sports, amateur sports capital. Now we're starting to get into the limelight for other reasons beyond that. So it takes time and a concentrated effort by a number of players, and we've got, thankfully, some pretty major things happening right now.
Coming up this Thursday at noon on No Limits, we'll look at the effects of shrinking local newsrooms. The state says federal officials have denied Indiana's request for aid to help citizens and businesses in 11 counties hit by severe April storms. The Indiana Department of Homeland Security says it has not determined whether the state will appeal the decision by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. FEMA previously approved 32 Indiana counties for public aid to recover from the April storms. WFYI weather, we have got a heat advisory today. It starts at 1, goes till 8 p.m., today through Wednesday, mostly sunny days with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Today's high 94, overnight low 75. Tomorrow's high 91, Wednesday's high 83. And Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, mostly sunny. Thursday's high 84, 87 on Friday, and back to 90 for Saturday. Right now, it's partly cloudy, 76 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thanks a lot. It's 6:34 now in sports. Dario Franchitti survived.